we just want to pop your lock.
Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press, a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute ab, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
It's time for Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis, who joins us now live from the West Coast, Arizona, to be exact. Johnny, how you doing, my man?
What's up, Al? I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Oh, we could be doing much better with this weather, dude. I'm so incredibly jealous of you right now, man. It's snowy, it's cold, it's windy, but hey, we're alive, all right? And it's always a good day when you're alive, right?
That's all that matters, man.
All right, let's dive right into it. I know you want to tackle something that has become the slogan of one pretty big gym that is national. They talk a lot about gym intimidation, and I'm talking about Planet Fitness. That's become like their slogan, right? Gym intimidation. And you want to dive into that. There's a lot of layers to it that you want to tackle. I'll just let you go at it, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Al, I know you go to Planet Fitness from time to time. I mean, you know, I used to have a Planet Fitness membership, so I know all about the gym intimidation.
Right.
I never had the gym intimidation myself, but I know it's real.
Well, what exactly is it, first off, for those that don't know what it is?
Okay, so gym intimidation is basically when you get intimidated by either people at the gym or if you don't know how to use equipment or whatever, you know, it's just you don't feel comfortable at the gym for whatever reason. And there are some people that can make people feel more uncomfortable. Definitely people that are really experienced and may make a lot of noise. And today I just want to focus on what to do if you do have gym intimidation. And there's also a option to work out at home, correct?
Definitely, always.
So I just want to give some tips for people who are not quite ready to hit the gym but still want to get started on their workout journey.
Okay.
So one tip that I have, the biggest tip is to write down your workout routine on a poster board or a whiteboard. And you can get this, you got to be resourceful with it. You can get it from a trainer, from a friend, from online. Get an at-home workout routine, write it on a poster board, and there's four essential things that I suggest that you grab. And one of them is, first and foremost, that exercise mat / yoga mat, because most of the people that I train, no matter what they're trying to do, you want to do ab workouts because you're going to work on your core and your gut. Number two is the jump rope, because that's a way where you can stay in place. You can jump rope anywhere and get a good cardio vascular workout. Number three is the resistant band, because with the resistant band, you can work out any muscle on your body if you got the right range of motion, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And lastly is small dumbbells. These are probably the most expensive out of the list, because the other three you can get maybe under $10 at Walmart. These may be $20 on average, depending on what size you get, but they're also good to have if you want to get a little weight training or maybe even lightweight training. So those are four essentials that I suggest people grab, that anybody who has gym intimidation that wants to work out at home, those are four things that you can grab to make your workout easier.
That's awesome, Johnny. And you know what? Writing your workout routine on a poster board or a whiteboard, that one keeps you organized, right, and ensures that you're varying up your workout so that you're working different areas of your body. I love that. And also, 100%. when it comes to the dumbbells, I'm wondering what kind of weight would you recommend for somebody who wants to do this and make a purchase?
You kind of got to gauge yourself. You got to judge yourself, because if you go to like a Walmart and you see some 5-pound dumbbells, let's say for a middle-aged woman that just wants to tone in her arms, 5 pounds would be great. She probably doesn't need more than 5. But for someone, maybe like a 25-year-old male that isn't really used to working out but wants to tone his arms, he might need a little bit heavier weight, maybe like 10, 15, maybe even 20-pound dumbbells. And for someone like me, I use 40-pound, 40, 45.
I thought you were about to say 70, Johnny. I thought you were going to say 70 for you.
I can go that high, but you know I'm all about reps. So
right.
40, 40, 45, I can get like 100 reps in easy.
My goodness. Just put us all to shame, Johnny. I totally hear you, man. All right, well, let's talk about with 5 minutes left here. I'm really excited about this because, again, you give us a tip in the gym and also one that we can use in the kitchen. And you want to talk about the post-workout smoothie.
Oh, yeah. So I want to go with the post-workout because that's the best time of the workout when you're done with, right?
That's true.
And everybody's
true.
Excited. Everybody's hungry after the workout. So let's talk about the smoothie. Today I want to highlight berry smoothie. I've been talking about green smoothies in the past, but I want to just talk about the benefits of berry smoothies. Of course, berries are super fruit, have antioxidants that can that are good for your heart, cancer fighting, fiber, good for digestion. If you throw protein with the berry smoothie, that's a muscle build recovery, electrolytes. I always add like a banana to add potassium, and it's packed with vitamins. And I'm not sure if we have time to go over the ingredients, but I'll just run through it real quick. Just coconut water, mixed berries, preferably frozen. I like to add chia seeds, spinach, and like I said, protein is optional. If you're eating protein powder, then feel free to add that. And it's very healthy and light, low in calories. So great post-workout meal, great for recovery and muscle build.
I love that. It sounds yummy. Johnny, thank you so much for another edition of Fit Fridays. And just real quick, just give a word to our listeners out there, because I feel like the gyms are kind of, you know, fizzling out just a little bit. And maybe there's some people out there who are you know, becoming a little bit lazy. And those goals that they had to start 2019, they keep pushing it off. You know, tomorrow I go, or, you know, maybe the next day. Just a word of motivation for those out there listening, man.
The word of motivation today is, you can do it. Work out anywhere, no matter where you are. Whenever you can get that extra burn in, do it. Take the stairs instead of elevators. Do push-ups or sit-ups in your home while you're watching Netflix. The results will come. Trust me. Just stay consistent.
I love it, man. I love it. And I love that you tackled in today's segment how you can work out at home, because, yeah, you know, especially with this weather, a lot of people just want to stay in and watch Netflix, but you can work out at home. Johnny, thank you so much, man. Great job as always, brother.
All right. Thanks for having me, Al. Stay blessed.
Always. Stay blessed.